brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And believe me, I hope it is food for the journey. We have many journeys to take, don't we? Sometimes one supersedes the other one, but the most important journey is this one, to draw closer to God. Whatever other work or journeys we have today, the most important one is to draw closer to God. Rely on Him. Confide in Him. Trust Him. He loves you. We look at the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 9, and then verse 12. The angel brought me, Ezekiel, back to the entrance of the temple of the Lord, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the right side. Then when he had walked off to the east with a measuring cord in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and had me wade through the water, which was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 and once more had me wade through the water, which was now knee deep. Again he measured off 1,000 and had me wade. The water was up to my waist. Once more he measured off 1,000, but there was now a river through which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. He asked me, "Have you seen this, son of man?" Then he brought me to the bank of the river, where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district down upon the Arabah and empties into the sea, the salt water which it makes fresh. Wherever the water flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh." Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind made fresh. And of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine. Brothers and sisters, this is a good example of God's grace at work, always seeking to reach us. In a sense, pouring out Himself for us. He wants us with Him. He longs for us. If you feel right now as you're listening to this program, if you feel like you're alone, it is God who is praying, "Come to me. Come to me. All you who labor and are heavily burdened, come to me, and I will give you rest." We've all had difficult circumstances in our lives, sometimes very difficult circumstances, but God will never turn away from you. And you may say, "But I've committed so many sins I can't even remember." That's all right. Go to confession and tell the priest what you do know, and tell him there are more that you can't even remember. Trust God. Trust God through the priest where you go to confession. Trust Him. Because God wants you clean. God wants you at peace. God wants you, God wants to be able to use you to reach others. Do not fear. Do not fear. You say, "Oh, you don't know what I've done." God does. God does. And all He longs for you is to come to Him and say, "I'm sorry." And you'll be restored. Brothers and sisters, God so loves us. He pours out His grace like this river. And that river, wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Think of that in terms of the grace that God has for you. He's pouring it out on you. Read that passage again. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 9 and then verse 12. Read that and ponder it. This is God's grace being poured out on you. Psalm 46 tells us the Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken, and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. I don't know about you, but if the earth were shaken and mountains were plunged into the depths of the sea, I certainly would be scared. But the Lord says, have no fear, even if that should happen. He is here. He says, there is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst. It shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. Brothers and sisters, trust him. You don't have to get it all right before you come to him. Come wherever you are. Come if you feel like you're in tattered rags. Come even if you feel like you have no clothes, feel like you're abandoned and exposed, that nobody wants you. Come to him. He loves you. He wants you with him forever in heaven. John's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for a long time. Actually, he had been ill for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? Can you imagine what your answer might be to that? Well, look at me. Well, if you have to ask that question, I'm going elsewhere. Of course I need to be healed. And the sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me. Isn't that so? We are all competing with one another. And it had to be one at a time. But Jesus, these are my words, Jesus took pity on him. Jesus saw him so longing for freedom and not being able to get to the pool first. And Jesus said to him, rise, take up your mat, and walk. Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, it's a Sabbath, it's not lawful for you to carry your mat. You see, here we are, the letter of the law. The letter of the law over what God wants for his people is the fullness of freedom, life, spiritually and for a time on this earth, physically. He wants us to have our life. And yet, this man has been defeated so much by people getting in there before him. And he's very, I'm sure, still discouraged, but he knows that he's been free because immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. What a joy! Now that day was the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who's cured, it is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat. That was work on the Sabbath day, the every jot and tittle of the law. He answered them, the man who made me well told me, take up your mat and walk. And they asked him, who is the man who told you, take it up and walk? And the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you. Look, Jesus comes and tends somebody who's in this kind of a situation. And the man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. Rules are very, very good things. It's necessary that we follow rules in many different situations and honor who made those rules. It's good to do that. It's right to do that. But there comes a time, like this man is totally healed, and yet the people there, the Jews, wanted him to have followed the law more than receive the healing of God. And that's where we have to be careful. We can so get caught up in the law that we're not looking, what is God doing? Even asking ourselves that question, what is God doing? And cooperate with that, and God will bless you. In fact, he'll bless you very, very much. In the last couple of minutes here, I just want to point out to you, there was a man by the name of Jacques Fesch, who was a murderer, who experienced a profound conversion before his execution in a French prison. And he wrote, before he was executed, he wrote, "Dear little brother, I received your last letter, which is kindness itself. Yes, you see, Jesus has not even waited for me to persevere, to give me the fullness of his love. He came at once at my first sincere appeal to relieve me of my burden. For 10 days I have been living in another world, and I feel that my time of tepidity is far, far away. There is little enough time left for me to try to love him as I ought. It is not I who love Jesus, it is Jesus who loves me. I am conscious of my total powerlessness and my misery as always. Also, I have to keep calling for help all the time, and like a generous father, the Lord strengthens me, fills me with powerful graces, marks off my way of the cross with fragrant shines which make me long to hasten to him. I believe in his love, but my human confidence, which I should like to be total, is still very weak. I ought to give him everything, and I want to achieve this." This is a man on death row. This is a man who met execution. This is a man who had converted, and even in that time of, "Lord, can't you spare me my life," he was ready to do what God wanted. Jacques Fesch, a Frenchman who really was a murderer, but experienced a profound conversion before his execution. And he was able to speak about it. He must have touched, I hope he did, I hope that he touched many others in that prison. But God will always give us grace if we ask. Brothers and sisters, some of you listening to this might be in difficult situations. Go to him, ask him, lean on him. He will give you what you need. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.